Good morning. Temperatures have been hovering around 32 across the region for the entire overnight period. We had a round of snow and sleet coating the ground in spots overnight, and now predominantly freezing rain and just plain rain, along with areas of fog and drizzle. So certainly a little bit of slippery travel this morning, especially on untreated surfaces, with temperatures only slowly climbing above freezing into the lower and middle 30s. A storm system in the Tennessee Valley is responsible for the precipitation. It will gain strength as it works its way toward the eastern Great Lakes. On this track, an increasing southeasterly wind flow will pull even milder air into the region as we get deeper into the day today and tonight. Along with the mild air will come a bunch of Gulf moisture, so the rain could be heavy at times through the evening and overnight. And temperatures will continue their climb through the 40s and even into the lower 50s in some spots during the overnight period. This will set the stage for a front to blow through with a round of heavier rain and thunderstorms possible. As we head into the early morning period tomorrow, things will start to wind down. So we'll wake up with scattered showers and temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s across the region. A few showers during the day tomorrow as the wind flips around to the southwest and eventually the west. Temperatures will slide back through the 40s during the afternoon. Quieter weather will begin to move in as we head toward the end of the week, although the wind will pick up out of the northwest on Friday, driving in colder air. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds with highs only in the lower 30s. We'll stay in the 30s with high pressure and control on Saturday before pushing it back into the 40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. Another disturbance will head our way for the day on Monday with a chance for more rain and or snow. Temperatures starting in the 40s but falling back into the 30s during the day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of central North Carolina and far south central Virginia. Strong low-level wind fields will likely be in place today, with strong mid and upper-level winds eventually moving in. As a result, an impressive environment will exist during the afternoon with bulk shear greater than 60 knots, with storm motions likely over 50 knots across much of the mid-Atlantic region. The primary storm mode will be bowing line segments and clusters, but a few discrete supercells are also possible. Given the strength of the flow and the anticipated storm mode, the primary severe weather threat will be strong wind gusts, with some gusts over 65 knots possible. A strong tornado or two also possible, given the strength of the low-level flow and expectation of at least modest instability. The storm will also produce heavy rain, and flood watches have been issued for portions of the eastern slopes of the Appalachians. And a swath of heavy snow is also possible in parts of the Midwest and Great Lakes on the cold side of the storm from St. Louis through Chicago and into Detroit. Winter storm warnings are out for these areas and blizzard warnings for parts of Illinois just south of Chicago into northwestern Indiana, where 6 to 12 inches of snow is expected with wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with moderate snow and fog, 21 degrees with a southeast wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light freezing rain and fog, 33 degrees, the dew point 31, 92% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.14 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Harlingen and McAllen, both in Texas, to a low of 18 below zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City breezy with rain in the lower 50s, Boston rain in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo rain, possibly a thunderstorm with highs around 40. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 38 degrees, the low 17, the average temperature 28. That's right on normal for this time of year. 0.2 of an inch of snow yesterday for the month, 4.7 inches, and 10.2 inches for the season, which is 34.6 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low, 19. The record high, 65, set in 1985, and the record low, 11 below zero, in 1894. Sunrise this morning was at 6:40 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:38 p.m. 10 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain this morning with plain rain this afternoon. Also, areas of fog with highs in the lower 40s. More rain and fog tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with temperatures rising through the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and fog today with highs in the mid-40s. More rain and fog tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm with temperatures rising into the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, some sleet and freezing rain early this morning, then plain rain for the rest of the day. Also areas of fog with highs in the lower to mid-40s. More rain and fog tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm with temperatures rising through the 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, some freezing rain early this morning, then plain rain for the rest of the day. Also areas of fog with highs in the mid-40s. More rain and fog tonight, and possibly a thunderstorm with temperatures rising into the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some freezing rain early this morning, then plain rain for the rest of the day with areas of fog. Highs will be in the lower to mid-40s. More rain and fog tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with temperatures rising into the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild with scattered rain showers, temperatures starting in the 50s and sliding back into the 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder Friday, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds both weekend days in the 30s on Saturday, 40s on Sunday. A chance of rain or snow Monday, starting in the 40s, then temperatures fall through the day. And 30s for highs with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.